Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Who doesn't have classified documents at their house? Sending tanks to Ukraine. How much can you make driving a truck for Walmart? And the doomsday clock is pointless. And Bill, of course, will be back with your message of the day. But first, now Mike Pence has a dozen classified documents at his home in Indiana. He was on ABC News last November and was asked if he's ever taken classified documents home. And he said, "I did not." Now, the four highest ranking officials in DC have all taken classified documents home: Hillary, Biden, Trump, and Pence. I feel like we need to revamp this classification system. There are three new classified documents created every second. The U.S. ready to send Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine. Of course, we've already sent billions of dollars of military aid, heavy artillery, missile launchers, air defense systems, now adding tanks to the mix. This is right before Ukraine planning a counteroffensive against Russia. I would imagine this is an escalation of our involvement. Walmart announcing that they are increasing their average pay for employees. They can't get enough people to work. They're increasing the pay to $17.50 per hour. Walmart has 1.7 million employees in America. Walmart also announced a 12-week training program to become a Walmart truck driver. They're offering new drivers for their first year $110,000 salary. We'll see if it works. There are 5.7 million unemployed people in America and 10.5 million job openings. The doomsday clock moving closer to midnight. It's a friendly reminder that this is the stupidest thing of all time. It's not a real clock. It's made up by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. It's a metaphor for how close humanity is to self-annihilation. It's been at 100 seconds to midnight since January 2020, and it just moved 10 seconds closer because of climate change. We are now 90 metaphorical seconds away from midnight. Oh, wow. Again, for no reason. It's all completely meaningless. New poll. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable view of the following belief systems? Broken down Democrat and Republican. The most unfavorable belief system from Republicans are Satanists, Scientologists, Muslims, Wiccans, and atheists. The most unfavorable belief from Democrats are Scientologists, Mormons, and Southern Baptists. The most favorable for Republicans are Christians, and the most favorable for Democrats are Buddhists. I'm Mike Slater. Bill will be back with the message of the day next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, received significant reaction to my column on BillO'Reilly.com, copping to a malady that I have, Biden Derangement Syndrome, or BDS. I do not want this condition. In fact, I mocked Americans who displayed Trump derangement syndrome. Now I'm in the same place. Not a good place. I've always tried to be fair in my news analysis, even when I'm dealing with folks who see things differently than I do. I hear their arguments and I try to put forth better arguments. That's what I do. But President Biden doesn't even try to defend his policies. He simply says, the border is secure. Well, it's not secure, so he's delusional. How can you counter delusional? A few days ago, Mr. Biden stated he has no regrets about taking classified documents he should not have taken. No sorry, no explanation, nothing. Hard to analyze, nothing. The guy is getting to me. It's not healthy. It's what the Trump haters do. But I don't hate Biden. I very much dislike the damage he's doing to the country. I would like to convince him that out-of-control spending, open borders, unfair equity policies, and violent crime are problems he should be addressing. But he's not, and I can't make him. So I have the syndrome. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. And by the way, BillO'Reilly.com is where we live. That is the center of our news operation. All right, let's get to the mail. Steve Shire, Austin, Texas. Bill, so let's be honest. Anybody with common sense knows Biden doesn't care. Rather than saying it over and over, how about this? Name five things that need to happen right now. National Guard at the border, okay? Moratorium on asylum. Can't file for 6 months, all right? Suspend the federal gasoline tax. Why do you need the federal gasoline tax? You have the infrastructure bill. Gasoline tax is supposed to go for building roads and stuff. You have the infrastructure bill. Suspend the gas tax. Brings gas prices all down for everybody. All right. Sanction sanctuary cities. No federal aid to sanctuary cities in this country. And propose legislation that all gun crimes are federal crimes. There you go. There's five. Biden wouldn't do any of them because he doesn't care about solving problems. Sandy Donahue, Fletcher, Utah. Bill, your column to do good in this country is interesting. But I have a question. Why was anyone in Joe Biden's house and garage in the first place? What were they looking for? I can't answer that question. Only the congressional committee can get to the root of why Biden decided to put his lawyers to look for documents. I don't know. Nobody knows. Let's find out. Jamie Warner, Kewanee, Illinois. How do they know President Trump had classified documents? Same answer. I don't know how they knew. Although probably somebody dropped a dime on Trump. Somebody who packed up the boxes. That's the most likely thing, but I don't know for sure. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1961, John F. Kennedy became the first president in U.S. history to hold a press conference on live television. Since his debate with Richard Nixon a few months earlier, JFK was aware of the media's tremendous power to sway public opinion. 5 days after his inauguration, the new commander-in-chief delivered a prepared statement from a podium at the State Department, then opened the floor for questions. Here's a quick sample of Kennedy's 37-minute press briefing.
On what conditions would you consider reopening diplomatic relations with Cuba, and are you considering such a step now?
Well, at the to take the last part first, we are not considering such a step at the present time. I may say that the United States is interested, and I think that this administration is extremely interested in movements in Latin America or in Central America or the Caribbean which provide a better life for the people. And if American interests may be damaged by those movements or revolutions or whatever term you want to use, we feel that this should be a matter that should be negotiated. What we are, of course, concerned about is when these movements are seized by external forces and directed not to the improving the welfare of the people involved, but towards imposing an ideology which is alien to this hemisphere. That is a matter of concern, particularly when that intervention takes the form of military support, which threatens the security and the peace of the Western Hemisphere.
JFK took 32 questions from reporters who stood to be recognized, addressing a variety of issues, including Cuba, voting rights, and food aid to impoverished Americans. JFK projected charm, intelligence, and openness that defined his presidential image, counting on the mass media to promote that. And here's something else you might not know. By the time of his death, his assassination, in November 1963, Kennedy held 64 full-scale news conferences, one every 2 weeks. On average, 20 million Americans tuned in to watch, a far cry from presidents today. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.